This is the podcast for the Writing Objectively page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Academic writing is generally impersonal and objective in tone. This podcast considers what objective writing is, how objective academic writing is, then presents several ways to make your writing more objective. On the website, there's also an academic article to show authentic examples of objective language, and a checklist that you can use to check the objectivity of your own writing. So first, what is objective writing? Objective writing places the emphasis on facts, information and arguments, and can be contrasted with subjective writing, which relates to personal feelings and biases. Objective writing uses third-person pronouns, it, he, she, they, in contrast to subjective writing, which uses first-person pronouns, I, we, or second-person pronoun, you. Next, let's consider how objective academic writing is. Although many academic writers believe that objectivity is an essential feature of academic writing, conventions are changing, and how much this is true depends on the subject of study. An objective, impersonal tone remains essential in the natural sciences, in other words chemistry, biology and physics, which deal with quantitative, in other words numerical, methods and data. In such subjects, the research is written from the perspective of an impartial observer who has no emotional connection to the research. Use of a more subjective tone is increasingly acceptable in areas such as naturalist research, business, management, literary studies, theology, and philosophical writing, which tend to make greater use of qualitative rather than quantitative data. Reflective writing is increasingly used on university courses and is highly subjective in nature. Finally, let's consider how to write objectively. There are many aspects of writing which contribute to an objective tone. The following are some of the main ones. First, use of passive. Objective tone is most often connected with the use of passive, which removes the actor from the sentence. For example, the experiment was conducted, instead of I conducted the experiment. Or the length of the string was measured using a ruler, rather than I measured the length of the string with a ruler. Most academic writers agree that passive should not be overused, and it's generally preferable for writing to use the active instead, though this is not always possible if the tone is to remain impersonal without use of I or other pronouns. There are, however, a special group of verbs in English called ergative verbs, which are used in the active voice without the actor of the sentence. Examples are dissolve, increase, decrease, lower, and start. For example, the white powder dissolved in the liquid, rather than I dissolved the white powder in the liquid, or the white powder was dissolved in the liquid, or the tax rate increased in 2010, rather than we increased the tax rate in 2010, or the tax rate was increased in 2010. And the building work started 6 months ago, rather than the workers started the building work 6 months ago, or the building work was started 6 months ago. Second, focus on the evidence. Another way to use active voice while remaining objective is to focus on the evidence and make this the subject of the sentence. For example, the findings show, the data illustrate, the graph displays, the literature indicates. Third, use evidence from sources. Evidence from sources is a common feature of objective academic writing. This generally uses the third person active. For example, Newbold, 2021, shows that. He further demonstrates the relationship between. Green and Atwood, 2013, suggest that. Fourth, use impersonal constructions. Impersonal constructions with it and there are common ways to write objectively. These structures are often used with hedges to soften the information and boosters to strengthen it. This kind of language allows the writer to show how strongly they feel about the information without using emotive language, which should be avoided in academic writing. For example, it is clear that, which uses a booster. It appears that, which uses a hedge, rather than I believe that. Or there are three reasons for this, rather than I have identified three reasons for this. Or there are several disadvantages of this approach, rather than this is a terrible idea, which uses very emotive language. Finally, personify the writing. Another way to write objectively is to personify the writing, that is, the essay, the report, and so on, and make this the subject of the sentence. For example, this essay considers the role of diesel emissions in global warming, rather than, I will discuss the role of diesel emissions in global warming. Or, this report has shown that, rather than, I have shown that. Let's finish with a summary. In short, objective writing means focusing on the information and evidence. While it remains a common feature of academic writing, especially in natural sciences, a subjective tone is increasingly acceptable in fields which make use of qualitative data, as well as in reflective writing. Objectivity in writing can be achieved by using passive, focusing on the evidence, the findings show, referring to sources, Newbold 2021 shows, using impersonal constructions with it and there, using hedges and boosters to show strength of feeling rather than emotive language, and personifying the writing, this report shows. For more information on this topic, including an authentic text to show examples of these objective features, as well as a checklist to check your own writing, please visit the website, eapfoundation.com/writing/skills/passive.